أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained the disobedience, the transgression of the Bani Israel, and how much Allah Ta'ala overlooked, forgave them, and Allah has kept always for them also, in spite of all their wrong and transgression, the doors of Tawbah open. Even today, any one of them who makes Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will accept that Tawbah and guide them to righteousness. And this is a lesson for us also in this ummah, that this is the chosen ummah of Allah Ta'ala, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, where no matter what ebb and how low he has fallen, he just makes tawbah sincerely, Allah Ta'ala will accept the tawbah and open the doors of hidayat and guide him to righteousness. Now in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains one particular incident of the Bani Israel, and from that also, it is also the mercy of Allah that He warns us that take heed, see what happened to them on this occasion when they transgressed, as yet they transgressed even more than what was the result and what happened to them. You fear for yourself also. Somebody who warns us about something is not our enemy, he is our well-wisher. That's why he's warning us that be careful, don't do these wrong things. The terrible consequences can befall you as well. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ عَتَدُوا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. اور تم خوب جان چکے ہو جنہوں نے کی تم میں سے زیادتی ہفتے کے دن میں. You all know, referring to the Bani Israel and even this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a strong historical fact. It is mentioned in the Quran Sharif also and in various scriptures and books, that you all know what happened to those people who transgressed and broke the law of Allah Ta'ala with regard to the matter of Saturday. This refers to the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, who was also a Nabi of the Bani Israel. At that time Allah Ta'ala had given the command that they should not do any fishing on the day of Saturday. This was a command that was given to them, and Allah put this test for them. They were living at the seashore, and on Saturday plenty fish used to come. So much fish used to come, but the very next day, Sunday, then there were no fish, was hardly any fish. So this now, they got tempted that we must do something. Yeah, then we realize one thing. One is divine law of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, don't fish on Saturday. And Saturday, the fish are coming in huge abundance, plenty of fish. So they resorted to man-made laws, to their own things. What they made, they made little dams in the water and an inlet to that dam also, so that all the fish come in. And then at the end of the day, Saturday, they closed those inlets, the outlet, and now all the fish were trapped in those little dams. Then the next day, Sunday, they started fishing. In other words, they played around with the laws of Allah. Now that fish were trapped, so they say, we are not fishing on Saturday, we are fishing on Sunday, we are not breaking the law. But they were openly breaking the law. We also have to see for ourselves how we try and play around with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is with interest matters and various other things, we also play around with the law of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is warning us here. Then as a result of this, the Bani Israel of that time got divided in three groups. One was this group that openly broke this law of Allah, that trapped the fish on a Saturday and then fished it on a Sunday. And they felt they are not breaking the law of Allah. And they proved themselves right also. And that is right till today also. People who break the law, they will find proof everywhere that we are not doing anything wrong. Then there was the other group, Dawood alayhi salam and his people, who kept on advising and telling them, don't do this, what you are doing is wrong. And for a long time it carried on, but they did not listen. Then there was a third group that said, what is the benefit of telling them? They are not going to listen in any case. And exactly like that, today we are also divided in three groups. One are those people who openly break the laws of Allah. Then there are very few people who warn them against it. They don't do this. What you are doing, you are causing great harm to yourself. And then the majority of those who are not involved in the sin, we are keeping quiet. That will no use telling them. In any case, they are not going to listen. Whereas with regard to them also, the people who stopped them from doing the wrong, they told them that at least we have done our duty. By Allah, we will be in the clear that we stopped them. So much we could do. And perhaps they will even take heed and listen also. And the other middle group said, no use telling them, they are not going to listen. When this carried on for a long time, then these people who stopped them, they built a wall between the two groups. And they separated the city into two parts. Now one part was that what was breaking the law of Allah. And the other part was that who were not breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala. And still they kept on advising them. Then Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made bad dua for them, that they are not listening at all. And we should fear till today the bad duas of the righteous and the pious people. And especially not with regard to their own personal matters, if we have wronged them, but with regard to the matters of deen. When we wrong deen, and for them deen is very close to their hearts, and they are very passionate about deen. And if any bad dua comes out, it can be very dangerous for us. So consequently, they found that they heard no movement on the other side of the wall. There was nothing happening. So they went and investigated. They found everything is quiet, the doors are all closed. They broke down the doors and they found that they were all turned into monkeys. The males were turned into male monkeys, the females into female monkeys. Then they told them, warning them, didn't we warn you, didn't we tell you not to break the law of Allah Ta'ala? They nodded their heads in shame. Yes, you did warn us. You told us, we did not take heed. And this is now what has happened to us. And from the eyes they could recognize them also. This is so and so, this is so and so. They lived in that condition for 3 days, and after that they all died. So yeah, this is a lesson for us, that don't break the laws, don't play around with the laws of Allah. Don't make a joke out of the deen, and don't play around with the laws of Allah, otherwise the consequences can be extremely serious. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. To hum ne unse kaha ke ho jao bandar zaleel. We told them, and we ordered, you become monkeys now, disgraced and humiliated monkeys you become. So then for Allah Ta'ala, His one command is sufficient for any and everything. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So we should always fear and we always be in a position where we make tawbah and istighfar. That we don't think, and this is a serious thing, when we do the wrong and then we prove it right. And we use Quran ayat and we use hadith to prove the wrong right. This becomes very, very serious. A person who does wrong and he admits, I'm wrong, I'm weak, it's my sin, and he asks for tawbah, that person is not in that serious condition compared to that person who is proud about his wrong and proves it right still. From the Quran and hadith he takes out some obscure reasoning and then he wants to prove himself right. So in this ayat Allah has warned us, it is in the Quran Sharif, for us to take lesson. May Allah Ta'ala make it that we observe the commands of Allah and refrain from transgressing and breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.